Good evening, Grace Harbor. How was your very first Grad Tuesday? I'm so excited to hear how it went for your family. Were any of you able to share your gratitude already today? It's okay if you haven't done it yet. In our family, Tuesday is the day we pick out who we want to thank, but we have the whole rest of the week to get it done. Sometimes we do something simple like telling someone in person or video chatting, but sometimes we get inspired to be creative, like the painting my daughter did last week, or filming a video of you telling a joke or singing a song. It may take a couple of days to get it done, and that's okay. A pro tip for all of the adults out there, get a box of blank thank you cards with envelopes. A handwritten card or a drawing always puts a smile on people's faces. So, let me tell you how my gratitude day went. I walked down to the coffee shop on Main Street. Well, I call it a coffee shop, but it's actually a combo bookstore and cafe. And let me tell you, on a cold, drizzly day like today, there's nothing I love more than walking into the warm, cozy shop, getting a hot cup of coffee, and looking at all the books I haven't had a chance to read yet. It's also a great place to get some work done when I need to be creative. In fact, I planned all of this week's podcast episodes while at the coffee shop last week. The sights, smells, sounds, and flavors help inspire me. So, when I walked in and ordered my coffee, I made sure to tell Bobby, my favorite barista, how much he and the shop mean to me. Whenever I walk in, I know that he's going to greet me by name. And for me, it feels so good to know that I'm not just a random customer, but I'm a person he looks forward to seeing. Maybe you feel that way at school when a friend or a teacher greets you each day. Why don't you take a moment now and think about who you might want to pick as your Gratitude Day person this week, and then share it with your family. If you already did it today, great! You can tell everyone who it was and how it went. If you're not sure who to pick, think back over your day today. Did anyone make you feel special today? They would be a good person to pick. If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. Okay, did everyone pick someone out? That's great. And you know what would be amazing? If you shared your Gratitude Day stories with our whole Grace Harbor community. We share listener mail on Fridays, and I'd love to hear who you're grateful for and how you shared it. If you want to send something in, have your adult check the show notes for details. Okay, let's wind down with a prayer. And I want to teach you a new kind of prayer. It's called a breath prayer. It's a simple way to pray that helps calm our minds and hearts. What you do is pray a couple of words in your mind while you're breathing in and a couple more while you're breathing out. So tonight, let's pray Dear God while we're breathing in and Thank you while breathing out. Got it? Don't worry. I'll guide you through it. Okay, get comfortable. If you want to, you can close your eyes. Now, while you inhale, in your mind, say to God, Dear God. Good. And now while you exhale, in your mind, say, Thank you. Inhale. Dear God. Exhale. Thank you. Dear God, thank you. Dear God, thank you. Amen. Okay, friends, get a great night's sleep tonight, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.